To learn more, contact Sundance Clinical Research at 314-567-3377. 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
Across St. Louis County, law enforcement has been stretched thin. As new challenges arise, police officers need more backup, tools, and training to keep us safe. That's why County Executive Steve Stanger is leading the effort to pass Proposition P.
We need Prop P because it saves lives. We really need to have two officers to a police car, which we can't afford right now. And we also need more police officers to police our community. And it will allow us to expand their training to better serve us. If we don't pass Prop P, we will not be able to afford essentials that the police departments throughout our region need to keep us safe.
By voting yes on Proposition P, we support our police.
We can keep our officers safe as they keep us safe.
On Tuesday, April 4th, vote yes on Proposition P.
Keeping St. Louis County families safe is the most important thing that we can do.
Paid for by STL Citizens for Safety. Ronald Battelle, Treasurer.
Aaron and Anna here. We're the third generation of Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, a family-owned company. Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is not just another weight loss program. We deliver freshly prepared, portion-controlled meals that even include fresh fruits and vegetables. We do all the work for you. 21 meals for the week that include breakfast, lunch, and dinner delivered to your door. All of our meals are sodium-restricted, low-cholesterol, and low-fat. It's a weekly program with no contracts to sign or counseling to attend. Whether it's weight loss, heart disease, diabetes, or perhaps convenience for an elderly loved one, Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating is your answer. Delivery available nationwide. Lose weight and feel great. Make this your year. Start Seattle Sutton's today. It's your life, your health. Take control. Call us now at 800-442-DIET. That's 800-442-3438. Or visit SeattleSutton.com.
Cross the wide
Missouri River Valley, west of St. Louis on Highway 94, you'll find the Yellow Farmhouse Vineyard and Winery, which rises to the hilltop with a panoramic view. Throw a blanket down on Picnic Hill and enjoy a picnic spread with a bottle of Yellow Farmhouse wine, or walk downhill to the new events pavilion. Enjoy the wines and an afternoon of live entertainment. Yellow Farmhouse's tasting room is open Friday, Saturday, and Sundays, where their staff will assist you with a friendly smile. Upcoming events include Yellow Farmhouse Winery opening weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 1st and 2nd. And on April 8th, there's barrel tasting in the Wine Country Market. To get to Yellow Farmhouse Winery, exit I-64 West at Highway 94 and proceed 9.3 miles to Yellow Farmhouse Vineyard and Winery. Online at yellowfarmhousewines.com.
Radiant Research is conducting a clinical research study for men and women ages 18 to 75 who have symptoms of the common cold to participate in a study evaluating an investigational nasal spray. Qualified participants ages 18 to 75 who report new symptoms of the common cold that started within the last 48 hours will receive all study-related care and the investigational nasal spray at no cost and may be compensated up to $100 for study-related time and travel. To learn more, call Radiant Research at 314-797-4710. That's 314-797-4710.
For over 50 years, this guy has been and still is a legendary St. Louis sports personality. He's Jay Randolph Sr. And on Thursday, April 6th, you're invited to join KTRS as we present an evening with Jay Randolph and friends at the Playhouse in Westport Plaza. This will be an evening full of stories, laughs, and tributes from the likes of Ron Jacobert, Jim Holgreave, Tom O'Toole, Jeff Smith, Bill McDermott, Jay Randolph Jr., and as Master of Ceremonies, John Carney. This 21 and over event starts at 6 p.m. with a cocktail hour that includes drinks and appetizers before heading into the Playhouse at 7 for the event. Tickets are $50 and include the cocktail hour and admission. Join the big 550 KTRS on Thursday, April 6th as we salute Jay Randolph Sr. Presented by Triad Bank and Ibner Architects. Sponsored by Fairmont Park, the St. Louis Cardinals, and LHM. Get your tickets at the KTRS studios in Westport Plaza or at MetroTix.
Yes.
Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on air.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
hot, erotic, no holds barred excitement.
That's us.
That is us. We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Drives us to a T. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 29th edition of Pinion's Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. These are the people who showed me the right way to lose 35 pounds. Still gone. Still in the 38 pants, some pants 36. At my worst, 44-inch waist, and I have an email. It's very short, very brief. Wait until you hear how much this listener has lost thanks to MD Health and Wellness. I'll read it to you. But first, we have to do this. At the control board, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the...
Advisors?
Yes.
You've been listening to somebody else.
Yeah, I've been taking some vocal lessons here at the station. They are with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are concerned about the future of your investments, it may be a smart idea to get a fresh perspective with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
You know, I got an email here. Let me just read it. Frank, just wondering, is Dan Strauss in the house, and is he with his trouser mouse? Well, the answer to that is yes, he is. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great. Hi, everybody.
Pibi Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horse is high again.
And you know that commercial where they talk about your body has a lot of toxic waste and sludge and stuff?
Yeah.
You guys remember about 3 years ago when Rat Boy came in and... literally within 24 hours, one day to the next, he was 40 pounds lighter.
Yeah.
They opened him up, and what was it? 40 pounds, what'd they take out?
Cheese.
40 pounds of cheese.
Whoa.
It was blocked up and lodged up in there. They took it out, and whew, made all the difference. Please give it up for Bruce Limperist and the Oh Boy Orchestra.
Oh, yes. I'm the great pretender.
We are brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. Now, you guys were at the golf tournament last year for Backstoppers. Do you remember the guy that looked like John Goodman?
Yes.
His name was Benny.
Oh, yeah.
His name still is Benny, by the way.
I'll be darned.
Very quickly, I got a note from his girlfriend, Patty, and she says, thanks to you. She's been talking about me. Actually, it's thanks to MD Health and Wellness. And Ben's listening to you. He is now down 75 pounds.
Wow. Good for him.
He wants to go 25 more. So it's very possible that September 15th, that's the date of the next golf tournament. And folks, don't email me for more info. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the station to give me the go-ahead that it's on the KTRS website. And then I'll say, go. Get in there, get a foursome or a single, and let's get, and it'll close out quickly. But I got a feeling that Benny will be back again this year, and it's going to be real interesting to see him 100 pounds lighter than last golf tournament. How about that? Way to go, Benny.
Benny, he'll still look like John Goodman because John has slimmed down.
It's almost like he's trying to be the mirror image of Goodman. Mm-hmm. What John does, Benny does. John loses weight, Benny loses weight. But Benny did it the MD Health and Wellness way. And you can do it, too. I got a very nice email from a lady just this morning, and she said, where can I go to read about your experience and what you did and how you lost the weight? And I just wrote her back and I said, you can't go anywhere. You just listen to the show. I said, but my experience may not be your experience, not the outcome, meaning the process, meaning they might not tell you to do exactly what I did. For example, I was able for 4 weeks to take Phentermine. Phentermine is an appetite suppressant. Some people can't take it. That's not for me to determine. It's for Dr. Gilbertson and Dr. Andrioff to determine whether or not, and that's what I like about them, is they're thorough. Maybe you have an allergy that will prevent you from whatever. I was able to give myself the HCG shots, not HCG, HGOH shots, and that's Dr. Emma's HGH, and without getting too technical, it's a hormone your body produces, but then it stops producing enough of it, and when we give these injections, it causes you to burn fat instead of muscle. You don't want to burn muscle, because I don't have a lot of muscles. I don't need to be burning it. So mine was a combination of those two things. Now, some people end up getting a multivitamin shot, including B12. I didn't get that for whatever reason. That's for them to determine. So my particular path might not be exactly what yours will be. There are lots of factors. Are you male? Are you female? How much do you want to lose? Do you want to lose 100 pounds or 30 pounds? How's your heart? What are you allergic to? What kind of shape are you in? What's your general health condition? And they want to know about, you know, past issues you've had. Thorough. That's what I liked. It's not, how much do you want to lose? Okay, write us a check, and here's a bag of food. Go eat this and don't eat anything else, and come back and check in with us, and you'll lose weight. It's not like that. But I've heard from so many people, and a lot of them jumped right on as soon as I got in there, once they realized that it was, in my first 4 weeks, I lost 25 pounds. So I don't know what you're going to do. I don't even know if you can do it. I don't know what they're going to tell you. I'm just saying it might be a good idea to go to the website, mdhealthwellness.com. Take a look at what they do. Make an appointment. Meet with them. And I'm hoping that if you're heavy and you're tired of it, tired of being fat, I like the word fat. Tired of being fat, let them help you do something about it. Also, you, those of you with type 2 diabetes, that's very possibly reversible for you. It is for a lot of people. And low testosterone, they deal with that. Also, MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. September 15th is the date. Please block it. And I got a great email yesterday from a guy that said he said he wanted to come and play. And I said, as part of my response, I hope you're a bad golfer. And he said, I shoot like 105 or 110. I said, perfect. And you can play next to me. That'd be fine. I don't care. So I'm already getting response from people saying, I'll be there. What do I need to do? I don't know yet. I just know it's the 15th. There's probably going to be a shotgun start at noon. I'm pretty sure it's going to be the same. What's the name of that place up in North County?
Norwood Hills.
Was that it?
Yeah.
I thought Norwood Hills was a private country club.
No, what am I thinking? Not Norwood Hills. Wait a minute. Oh.
We don't even know.
Oh, wait a minute.
We're stupid. We'll have it on the website. We'll have it. But just block off the 15th. Call some friends. Get a couple of foursomes together. Just as long as you know the date. Very soon, we'll have all the other info.
Normandy
Golf Club. That's it. Dan, I've recommended this to you before. Did you ever watch it, the documentary Standing in the Shadows of Motown?
No, not yet.
You need to get it. I'm telling you, you will love it as a bass player, but because there's a lot in there. It's the story of the Funk Brothers.
Yeah.
These are the studio musicians who played on they played on more hits than Elvis, the Beatles, Beach Boys. There's a whole list. They played on more hits than all of those people put together. They've been in the studio hundreds and hundreds of recordings, fantastic musicians, and they spend quite a bit of time talking about the bass player, the guy they consider to be the greatest bass player that ever lived. You love it. It's called Standing in the Shadows of Motown. Peon found a picture of somebody converted a Volkswagen Beetle, and I mean the old real Beetle, not the recent one with the engine in the front. This was the Beetle from the 60s, the 70s. He found a picture. Some guy made one into a camper. This is like the coolest thing.
I know.
Pian and I both agree. We drive this every day.
Yes.
So he's going to put it on the Facebook
page.
It's up. What took you so long?
Mm.
It's where you see it. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. That's all you need to go see it. Now, in Austin, Texas, it was either last Thursday or Friday, about a week ago, a building didn't fall, but glass. You know, in these big, tall office buildings, they put up those giant panes of glass.
Yeah.
And they use suction cups. Some of that glass fell. It's on West 5th Street in Austin. Austin, Texas is a pretty happening place. And it's a miracle that nobody got hurt. There were some cars damaged. What a coincidence. The Carruthers brothers always, they go to Austin, Texas every year.
Really?
They love Austin. And when I saw that story, I thought, wait a minute, I hope they're okay. I think the Carruthers brothers are down in Austin. Sure enough, they were. And you know those guys, workaholics, even when they're on vacation, they're still on the job.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And they each filed a report about the building in Austin, Texas, where the glass fell last week.
Whoa.
First, David Carruthers filed this report.
Yeah, it's good. Wasn't nobody standing up under that thing.
Yeah, because they cut their heads off. Then Daryl Carruthers called in this report.
I mean, people live in this area, you know, it's nothing new.
Well, yeah, Austin, it's nothing new. That's happened before.
Yeah.
They're not really used to it, but it's not the first time it's ever happened. And Danny Carruthers called in this report.
Wow, that's big, man.
Well,
that's a major blow, man, for real.
It is a major blow to the building and to that block of West 5th Street in Austin, Texas. And I can never remember that other Carruthers brother's name. It's David, Daryl, Danny, and Dickie Carruthers.
Dickie Carruthers. Yeah.
Now, he's a cousin. He's not actually one of the brothers.
Really?
Oh.
But he was with him because it was like a Carruthers family reunion.
Yeah.
Dickie Carruthers filed this report.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You know, people in St. Louis.
Wow.
What he meant by that was, isn't it crazy that people in St. Louis happened to be here when that happened? How about, what are the chances?
Wow.
Because they weren't the only St. Louis was there. And again, we can't thank the Carruthers brothers enough.
They're pretty in-depth.
All the reports. You know what I like? They're concise.
Yeah.
They don't waste a lot of time, use a lot of padded, filler. They just get to it.
Yeah.
They know how to report. Mentioned this earlier, and I think we owe it to the listeners to let them know that, yes, there have been at least three predictions the world was going to come to an end. Turned out that they were wrong. This one, I think we better pay attention to. There's a website, Unsealed is the website, and they said the world will start to come to an end in August of this year. And that's out of the Bible.
That's around my birthday.
When is your birthday?
August 4th.
Well, Dan, you may not be here for it. It's a slow end to the earth, according to this. So you might, because it just will have started.
Yeah.
According to their interpretation of the Bible, they say the year 2017 ties up very neatly with biblical predictions of the end based on the dates of the establishment of the state of Israel.
Hmm.
Now, this ties in with the passages in Revelations where they discuss the return of the Messiah based on jubilees in the calendar. Now, what I'm doing here is I'm showing you the process they use to get to come to the conclusion. It's over the end of this year. It says a solar eclipse of August on August 21st will mark the start.
Wow.
Of the festivities. So Dan, it'll be after your birthday.
Well, you know what's weird is the seventh planet band, the band that I'm in, we are playing in Pacific. They are having a solar eclipse festival that weekend, that entire weekend, and we are playing for that festival.
No, you may not be.
Wow.
Because that's the beginning of the end.
Oh.
And it says it'll start with global disasters, war, famine, pain, suffering, and death. Over 75% of all life on Earth.
Oh.
Oh. is a theory regarding the tribulation beginning in the fall of 2017, ending in the fall of 2004. So the actual end of the world will take 7 years.
2004? You mean 24?
2024, I'm sorry. Oh. 24, 7 years. Let's see. They say that will also be 6,000 years since God created the world, which kind of wraps things up in a nice round number, 6,000 years. And they said the Bible specifically says that nobody will know the date of the return of Jesus. Matthew 24:36 says, no one knows the day or hour when these things will happen, not even the angels in heaven or the Son himself. And the site Unsealed says 2017 to 2024 offers the only timeline in recent memory where the tribulation of 2,550 days could begin unquestionably on a fall fest date and end on a fall feast date.
Whoa.
And it is absolutely the alignment that is unquestionable, and it says, many thoughts to ponder, but remember, the Lord can come at any time. Keep watching and keep looking up. I think this is the one.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think this is the one, yeah. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm not Catholic, but I believe Mother Superior is like the head nun, right? She's over the other nuns. This particular Mother Superior is 99 years old, and she's dying. And all the other nuns gather around the bed, and they lay rosary beads and garlands around her, and they're trying to make the last hours as comfortable as possible. And they're trying to get her to drink some warm milk, but she won't. One of the nuns takes the glass back into the kitchen, and there's a bottle of Irish whiskey that had been given to the nuns as a Christmas gift the previous Christmas. So she opened it and poured all of it into this container of warm milk. And then she went back to the Mother Superior's bed, and they very gently lifted her head and said, please, Mother Superior, just take a little warm milk. It'll comfort you. And so she's very frail. And she raises her little frail head on her little frail body and takes a little sip of that milk. And they've loaded this up with Irish whiskey. And then instead of refusing it, she asks for more. And then she asks for more. And the next thing you know, she has downed this entire container to the last drop. And her eyes start to twinkle, and the nuns realize this would be a great opportunity, and probably the last opportunity. You know how people say that at the end there's sort of a almost like a you're re-energized, a rush of energy, and her eyes sparkle, and she speaks more clearly, and they agree this is the time, this is the last chance to have a talk with her. And one of the nuns says, Mother Superior, before you leave this earth, do you have any wisdom before you leave us? And she says, yes, whatever you do, don't sell that cow.
All right, it's time for another check on traffic. Airborne, it's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, well, you know, all in all, traffic hasn't been all that bad. Now, they do have an accident. It's off on the right shoulder now, though. It's on eastbound Highway 70 near Packer Avenue, and that's just over the Museo Veterans Bridge. That had you packed onto Tucker, and you had eastbound Highway 70 drivers slowing from about the Museo Veterans Bridge through the depressed section. Told you they cleared that earlier accident that was on Manchester at Knoll Haven. You've got southbound 270 that's just a little off the pace in pockets from Olive. Well, now it's Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Westbound Highway 44 is jamming up from a little bit west of Kings Highway, and that goes through Shrewsbury where you have the lane change. And you had eastbound 40 downtown slowing Compton to the Poplar. Westbound 40 was slowing Compton out through McCausland. filing your own taxes this year? Staples can help with everything you need for tax season for less. Look for great prices on storage boxes, filing supplies, even software like QuickBooks and TurboTax. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland with your Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Airborne Traffic.
All right, this is very awkward. What I'm about to do is very awkward. Pion, I want you to help me with this. I kind of messed that joke up because I forgot to say in the beginning that these nuns lived way out on the in the middle of nowhere on a farm. They raised all their own vegetables and animals on the farm and cows, and they lived off the land and nature. And I forgot to mention that. So would you edit something in for me?
Sure.
I'll give you the edit point. And you put this right before the beginning of the joke where I say the 99-year-old is lying sick. 3, 2, 1. It's a story of some nuns, and they're self-sufficient. They live off the land. They're kind of like the people did with the communes, and they grow their own vegetables and kill their own chickens, and they have hens that lay eggs, and you get the idea. And they have a garden and all the farm animals. And Mother Superior is 99 years old, and she's dying. Edit point right there.
Okay,
thank you. Right, now back to more commercials.
Hello, I'm Jay Randolph.
I'm Jim Thomas.
I'm Jim Holder.
I'm Jim Huer.
I'm Howard Richards.
I'm Jay Randolph Jr.
I'm Andy Strickland.
Hey, it's Brendan Weesey.
This is our team that covers your teams. For the latest information on Mizzou, the Cards, and the Blues, depend on your locally owned, locally operated radio station, the Big 550 KTRS.
Trial lawyers continue their attacks on Missouri companies, scaring off new investment and jobs. For years, Missouri's legal landscape has tilted in favor of the trial lawyers, with their lobbyists and their money, as they've conspired to gain more and more control over our legal system. Today, St. Louis is called the number one judicial hellhole. We should be embarrassed if we let the trial lawyers continue to exploit Missouri's one-sided legal system. It's an outrage. It's wrong, and it hurts Missouri families. Picking the pockets of companies and working families and driving employers and jobs out of our state? Missouri needs to be the show-me state, not the shakedown state. We need to take away the power of the trial lawyers and their special interest cronies. Call 573-751-2000 today. Tell your legislators they need to reform our legal system and make us proud of Missouri again. Paid for by Missouri Rising.
Attention, this is an investor notice. Are you interested in making some extra cash buying real estate tax liens? Then listen to this. The Government Tax Lien Network is offering a free tax lien kit, which contains two DVDs and a step-by-step report that will show you how to earn guaranteed returns between 15 and 35% yearly, which is completely secured by the government. They'll even show you how to do this inside your own retirement accounts. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without risk, then call 1-800-614-0789 now to get your free tax lien kit. Then get ready to buy tax liens for pennies on the dollar and buy houses for as low as $500, all from your home with little or no money, working only 5 to 10 hours per week. Call 800-614-0789 right now to get your free tax lien kit plus two free tickets to a live training event, which includes a free meal, coming to the St. Louis area. Call 800-614-0789. That's 800-614-0789 for your free tax lien kit now. Individual results may vary.
Have Clostridium difficile infection, also known as C. diff? Doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational drug to see if it helps prevent recurring episodes of C. diff. To qualify, you must be 18 or older, have C. diff for the first time, and be taking or have taken the antibiotic metronidazole or vancomycin for 10 to 14 days. All study visits, tests, and study drug will be provided at no cost, and reimbursement for time and travel may be provided. To learn more, contact Sundance Clinical Research at 314-567-3377. 314-567-3377. That's 314-567-3377.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-900-1672. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-900-1672. That's 1-800-900-1672.
Charter Communications Incorporated in Maryland Heights, Missouri seeks a senior database administrator to be responsible for the design, testing, implementation, maintenance, and administration of production databases in multiple platform environment. Requires bachelor's degree or foreign equivalent in information technology, computer science, or related field, and 8 years of experience working with Oracle Database Management Systems in testing, implementation, maintenance, and administration in multiple platform environments. 4 years of Oracle Database Administration, including Oracle 11G, RAC, and RAC One node configurations. 4 years working with RMAN backup and recovery process in Oracle. 4 years patching and upgrading Oracle 11G R1 and 11G R2. 2 years maintaining and implementing MS SQL Server database management systems, including optimizing database performance using SQL Profile and SQL Plan Management, and 2 years utilizing PL, SQL, T, SQL programming languages, Windows, Linux, and Solaris operating systems, and shell scripting. Apply online at www.charter.com, reference code 189-876-BR.
A good night's sleep starts with the right pillow. That's where MyPillow comes in, and now for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, and use the promo code SKY. That's promo code SKY. Or call 1-800-635-1825 now. That's 1-800-635-1825 to take advantage of this four-pack special. You'll get 40% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com with the promo code SKY. Better sleep starts with MyPillow.
Hi, this is Terry Hall. If you're thinking about buying or selling your home this spring, call me. I can show you ways to save money on the commission when selling. Get you the most money for your home with the least expenses or work from you. I have helped more than 4,000 families move, and I would like to help you. Call me at 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524, and get the most money for your home now. And listen to This Week in Real Estate, Sundays at 1, right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Call me and get your home sold now.
Charter Communications Incorporated in Maryland Heights, Missouri seeks a senior database administrator to be responsible for the design, testing, implementation, maintenance, and administration of production databases in multiple platform environment. Requires bachelor's degree or foreign equivalent in information technology, computer science, or related field, and 8 years of experience working with Oracle Database Management Systems in testing, implementation, maintenance, and administration in multiple platform environments. 4 years of Oracle Database Administration, including Oracle 11G, RAC, and RAC One node configurations. 4 years working with RMAN backup and recovery process in Oracle. 4 years patching and upgrading Oracle 11G R1 and 11G R2. 2 years maintaining and implementing MS SQL Server database management systems, including optimizing database performance using SQL Profile and SQL Plan Management, and 2 years utilizing PL, SQL, T, SQL programming languages, Windows, Linux, and Solaris operating systems, and shell scripting. Apply online at www.charter.com, reference code 189-876-BR.
guys don't really talk about antiperspirant. Despite that, 91% of Dove Men Plus Care users recommend it. Here's what they said.
It blocks the, perspiration, I think is the fancy word.
It's comfortable. It smells nice. My girl likes the smell.
Well, it's hard.
I think it's quite masculine. My underarms aren't the worst thing at the gym.
It's kind of like the Hoover Dam for my armpits, I guess.
Dove Men Plus Care antiperspirant. Tough on sweat, not on skin.
We apologize. We might have offended some people in that last commercial for that Dove antiperspirant or something. The guy says his girlfriend likes it, and then he says it's hard. You hear that?
Yeah. What?
Well, we apologize. Time to check with Mike Evans out in Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. They're east of all the other things in Chesterfield Valley, and they are both terrific places. I hope you get a chance to patronize them, and gift cards are always a good idea. They must be, because they sell thousands of them every year, not just the holiday season. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse now present Mike Evans.
Little liquid.
Oh, okay. What's going on, as Marvin Gaye once said?
Don't bring up the dead.
Sorry.
Pockers question. Leonardo DiCaprio has invested millions and millions of dollars into a new business. Minor league baseball team. Some McDonald's franchises. Charter jet service. A frozen fish. Answer in a minute. Broadway has turned a lot of things into place. TV shows from Cheers to Taxi, movies from Groundhog Day to Wicked, news stories, famous people, bios, and now a board game. Monopoly is going to be a full-blown Broadway musical.
Well, that sounds like something I don't want to see.
Monopoly. Wow.
I don't make this stuff up, folks. Bill Cosby's attorneys are asking that all charges be dropped because he is so famous that it would be impossible for him to get a fair trial anywhere. Yeah, somebody tell Cosby's attorneys to put down the pipe. I believe O.J. Simpson is pretty famous, and he got a fair trial.
Well, O.J. should have used that. He just didn't think to use it.
My home, Hawaii. Look out. Could be worse than a volcano. Could be worse than a tsunami. Kendall Jenner and Paris Jackson planning a 3-week vacation there.
Together. Ooh, yeah.
Picking up the guys. Wouldn't be bad doing a double with them, huh?
Well, Mike, I don't believe you said that.
What?
Married man.
Well,
what? You were married.
What does that do being married? Playing baseball?
Doing a double. Oh, okay. I thought it was a sexual thing.
Oh, please.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's just terrible. Where is your mind?
I'm sorry.
In the gutter.
Medical report. Happy to report. Ben Stiller, 100% prostate cancer-free.
All right, way to go, Ben.
Fought it for a year. Very odd and stinky nugget is it true? Hotels in Australia, Japan, Miami, and Mexico say that after Justin Bieber stayed at their hotel, there was a lingering stench left in the room. Sort of like the Seinfeld episode of the stinky car.
Yes.
Is Bieber a stinker? I'm going to drink. Hold on a second. I've had plenty of drink. Had a leak in my house, water leak. Had to get the leak detector guy out here. It's very costly. I'm very upset about it. So just relax and let me
Really? Where was the leak?
Okay. I'm better now.
I guess we're not going to get an answer.
He said in the pool.
I think it's in the pool.
Oh, boy.
Idiot party of one. Idiot, party of one. So his name is Jose Ramirez. He owns a small trucking company, has 5 trucks that deliver small goods in New York and New Jersey. And although he told his drivers that all 5 trucks had easy pass computer chips for free road through turnpikes, parkways, bridges, and tunnels, he lied. They didn't have any easy computer chip for get through those free. Well, it's been 4 years, and he's been caught. All of his trucks have been impounded. Mm. He has 3,250 tickets.
Wow.
He owes $308,000.
Mm.
And they're already starting to foreclose on his home, the state. What an idiot. I mean, you know you're going to get caught. Doing it for years?
Yep.
New York Post headline. Anthony Weiner, over the weekend, broke his leg.
Oh.
Was spotted and photographed yesterday in New York City, hobbling on crutches. He can't walk. New York Post headline screams, wounded Weiner has gone limp.
Oh, now I like it.
Did I die, honey?
I like it.
May I have a drink, please?
Sure.
Okay. Hold on.
And finally.
I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to, you know, get up in anybody's face. I'm just going to be the good employee that I am. And finally.
There you go. There it is.
Leonardo DiCaprio's invested millions of dollars in new business as a minor league baseball team, McDonald's franchises, charter jet services, or a frozen fish.
Charter jet.
Fish.
Sports franchise.
It's called the Love of the Wild. It's fresh fish quickly frozen with gourmet sauces like roasted almond pepper sauce, sriracha and Cajun creams, and mango and berries.
Oh.
Mike Abbott!
Anybody get it?
Peon.
Yeah. There you go, Peon.
Thank you.
Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market, there in Chesterfield Valley, east of all the other stuff. Now, in case we run late, we get clipped off here and I get to say goodbye. Before we leave, you remember, you see a police officer, you walk up and you go, thank you for what you do. We'll kill you. It's not that hard to do. Please do that. First Community Credit Union is also in Chesterfield Valley. Their headquarters is there. There are 43 First Community Credit Union locations. A few of them are in Walmarts, so those are open on Sunday. It's a place to bank. It's a place to do all your banking, business and personal, especially you small businesses. Great partner to have. You need 80 grand, 100 grand. This is your place, First Community Credit Union. Now, obviously, some people have better credit than others, and sometimes if you have lousy credit and you've never paid your bills, even they can't help you, but they... A lot of businesses are really glad they partnered up with First Community Credit Union. Famous for their competitive rates. They're not going to sit around and let other people have lower rates than they do if they can possibly help it. So car loans and things like that, checking, yes, they have all that. It's essentially a place to bank, but a great place to bank. And they have great popcorn, just a little perk. And one day it'll be real hot again in St. Louis, like 98, and it is, you can go in there and get a popsicle, as you've been able to for years, at First Community Credit Union. Sort of a little small town feel, but a great place to bank, even in a city. First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. Please tell them your AM and the PM, firstcommunity.com.
All right, let's get a final check on traffic this afternoon with Tim Weiland.
All right, well, thanks to Greg Kornfeld. He told us about an accident that was on southbound 270 between Page and Olive. Now, at the time he saw it, the left lane was blocked. They've since moved it off to the right shoulder, so traffic is moving much, much better. Now, we're over Highway 44. You still have slow to stop and go traffic from Hampton, and that goes out through Shrewsbury before things finally open up. Eastbound 40 downtown, that has really thinned out. It looks like you're rolling up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, your slow boil out through McCausland. Eastbound 270, just a little bit heavy between Lindbergh and 170. You have westbound 70, maybe off the pace a little bit again as you go past the airport. And they cleared that accident that was on eastbound 70 at Packer Avenue. This traffic report brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Taking your child's temperature shouldn't be as stressful as fighting through traffic. With the Exergen Temporal Scanner, one gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Pick one up at Walmart or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland with your Jack Smith Ford Lincoln of Collinsville Airborne Traffic.
This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis, Alton, Valley Park, St. Charles, and the world.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
The new $10 chicken share is KFC's new bucket for two. So grab someone you want to share chicken with and share chicken. KFC, it's finger looking good.
St. Louis FC, presented by Mercy, takes on the Ottawa Fury FC Saturday, April 1st at 7:30. For ticket information, visit stlouisfc.com.
Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide, a non-stick clumping litter, slides right out of the litter box with no scrubbing or scraping and provides the confidence of a 7-day odor-free home guaranteed.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use. Okay. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
It works here.
Hello, hello.
It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Looks like some cable and phone companies are trying to sell home security. But when a burglar sees one of their signs in the front yard, what does it say? Oh, wow, this home has 599 channels. Or, oh, these guys have high-speed internet. But the ADT sign, it says, this family trusts the company whose name means security. So beat it. It's no wonder 5 times more people choose ADT to protect their homes.
Learn more at ADT.com and to see licensing and terms and conditions.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Thieves ripping ATMs right out of convenience stores in Jefferson County. Tonight, the clues investigators hope get them caught.
A Metro East school referee is convicted for failing to register as a sex offender. How one state lawmaker's proposal may ensure that never happens again.
A landmark, an institution here in Millstock, goes up in flames, known for its fish on Fridays in Lent. So what happens now?
There's been a couple of little scattered showers around today, but the rainfall has been limited. That is not the story for later on tonight and during the day on Thursday. Another big spin of low pressure coming right over us.
New tonight at 6, a pair of what you could call rip and run crime. Suspects ripping entire...